3, 2, 1.
Welcome to It's Fabulous!
True personal stories.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And it's time for a very French edition of Exfabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Rachel Owens, joined again by Leah Delaney, Exfabula co-founder.
Oui, oui, bonjour, mon ami.
Bonjour.
Bastille Days, here we are, folks. We are in midsummer Milwaukee. It's time to celebrate. And holy cats, what a year for France.
Absolutely. I mean, gosh, we got the World Cup. France is in the final this weekend.
Dun, 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 dun. Vive la France. Vive la France.
There's also that, what is that, that cycling event. I can't remember the name of it.
Tour de France.
Tour de France. Thank you. Thank you.
We brought an excellent story from one of our friends at Exfabula, Ames McGinnis, storyteller extraordinaire. He's helped us out with a lot of different events like Secret Fabulas and such. He told this story about spending some time in France at our 2015 All-Stars event when the theme was nitty-gritty. We've never aired the story, and I'm so happy to air it today. It's fantastic. So we will get to that in a minute, but I figure, why not spend a little time doing a few ultra shorts?
Ooh, nice.
Yes, yes. Ultra shorts is the audience's opportunity to tell shorter stories. They can write them down. They don't need to get up on stage and tell them. So there's little teeny slips of paper, and they're like 5 to 10 word stories about the theme at hand at those particular slams. So people hand those in, and then the MC will read them off on stage, and then lots of laughs, lots of thought-provoking moments, all that good stuff. And so I brought a few.
All right.
From different events that had to do with France. So the first one's from Amy. I believe this is from our Oops event. She says, when I was 17, I studied abroad in France for the summer. My younger brother, also 17, liked to tease me by pushing me. One day he went too far, put his hands on my neck. In French, I yelled, not the neck, not the neck. And he burst out laughing and ran to tell his mom. Turns out I made a huge pronunciation error. I was really saying, not the ass, not the ass. Oops. This next pair is very funny. So this is from the same event. This one's from Reno. Everything can be found on North Avenue. By chance, I bought my daughter a ukulele for a trip to France for ease of traveling. She fell in love with it. 1 year later, she plays locally, weekly, and made a glue and glitter sign saying, this is the best gift ever. It's on the fridge. Best surprise gift I've ever bought, ever. And so this one's from Becca. The best birthday gift I ever received. When Dad knew I was wistful about leaving my guitar at home and moving to France for the year, he went out and got me the best surprise, a ukulele, so I could have a mini guitar to play in the mountains with. Some of my best friends I've made since then have been thanks to playing the uke. It brings me much joy. Thanks, Dad. And from what I gather, I remember we were emceeing this event. They were sitting in the audience, and I think they were kind of secretly writing those little passages, like, or little ultra shorts, like, without knowing that the other wrote. So when we found them backstage, we had to read them back to back just like that. It was so cute.
That's awesome, the way that comes together. People had the same thing in mind.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We have one more ultra short here. This one's from Valerie. We met at a sister social festival. I was there with my current boyfriend, who somehow disappeared. But from the way this new man looked at me, I could tell he was smitten. Weeks later, we hooked up at a party. He spoke French. He danced. He had an English accent. He wasn't afraid of intelligent women. Love at first sight in September for him. It took me until February to realize, thank God I found you at last. Gotta tell you, love that part. Loves intelligent women. If you seek that out in somebody and you find it, snatch those peeps up. I'm telling you. So, before we jump into our grand treat, I do want to mention we have a couple of really exciting things happening with Exfabula. We have our partnership with Sculpture in Milwaukee, which we talked about last week. So we're going to have two tellers guide participants around the new sculptures that are outdoors in Milwaukee on Wisconsin Avenue. That'll be a lot of fun. And that's going to happen on July 21st and the following week on the 28th and 29th. Secondly, Exfabula is hiring again. This happens once every 5 years, folks. So we finally got money together to pay a marketing and communications person. You can find all of that information on xfabula.org.
Well, great. So now it's time for the story.
Monsieur Ames McGuinness. Here's his story, his longer form story that he told at an All-Stars event back in 2015 when the theme was Nitty Gritty. Here's his French story.
I'm standing in the bathroom looking into the mirror, and I can see I've got something stuck in my teeth. Looks like maybe some spinach, some kind of grit. This is my first night in France. I'm 18 years old. I'm an exchange student. My host family has picked me up at the airport just a few hours before. They fed me dinner. Now I'm in their home, in their bathroom. And I'm so tired, but I've got to brush my teeth before I go to bed. I mean, it feels like it's been hours since I brushed my teeth. So I reach into my toiletry bag, and I pull out my dental floss. I like a nice, long pull of floss. Rip it off, wrap it around the fingers. I place the floss, you know, between the gum and the teeth. Really, I like to get it in there. And I'm stripping away the plaque and the food particles. I'm done. I flick it into the wastebasket, brush my teeth, I go to bed. The next morning, there's a knock on the bedroom door. Bon matin, good morning. Bon matin, good morning. It's my host mother. She asks me how I've slept. She tells me what's for breakfast. And then she holds something up like this, and she says, qu'est-ce que c'est? What's this? I reach for my glasses, I put them on, and I can see she's holding a piece of dental floss. Oh my God, it's my dental floss from last night. And my mind is racing. She must have found it. I must have left it on the sink. I hate when that happens, and it can happen very easily. You know, the dental floss is wet, your hands are wet, it gets sticky. You think you flicked it into the wastebasket, instead it ends up on the floor. And I'm thinking, oh God, what a way to start my visit to France. She knows exactly what this is. I'm busted. I might as well be home. But then this other idea occurs to me. Maybe she doesn't know what it is. Maybe they don't have dental floss in France. So this thought process takes about 1.5 seconds. I'm quaking under my sheets. And then these words just slip out of my mouth. Je ne sais pas. I don't know. I don't know what that threat is. She shrugs. And she takes the dental floss and she slips it into the front pocket of her apron. And she closes the door. And God, I'm so relieved. I'm just like, my head is back on the pillow. That was a close call. And downstairs, she's in the kitchen making my breakfast with my dirty dental floss in her apron. The rest of the day actually went quite well. And we're gathered for dinner, the whole family. And my host mother has made a really exquisite meal. And she doesn't just cook French food. She also cooks Vietnamese cuisine because she and my host father are originally from Vietnam. And for dessert, she serves a tatopum apple tart. And I'm feeling good, like part of the family unit. My French is starting to kick in. And then she reaches into the pocket of her apron and slowly she draws it out. It's my dirty dental floss. And I'm like, oh God, this is disgusting. And she looks at the family and she says, does anybody know what this is? I found it upstairs this morning. And my host father, he's a very serious man and engineer. I don't think he smiled the whole time I was in France. And to be honest, he's a little bit of a nitpicker, a real perfectionist. He looks at my host mother and he says, pass the thread to me. So she passes the dental floss across the table, and he takes it like this. And he looks at all of us and he says, it appears to be a filament of some kind. So my host brother, who's a little bit younger than me, he wants to see it, and he does the same thing. And then it comes to my host sister. Her name is Sylvie. She's about my age. And now she's holding the floss. And I think it's the first time I noticed she's actually got very beautiful hands. She's holding the floss in her beautiful hands. And then she looks at me and she says, Ims, do you know what this is? And now I'm feeling a real sense of panic. Oh yeah, of course. This thread, it must have fallen off of my shorts. And she looks at my shorts and she said, je ne crois pas, Ames, I don't think so. This thread is way too long to have come off of those shorts. Then I look at the family and I say, je ne sais pas. I don't know. Je n'ai aucune idée. In French, that means, I have no idea. So my host mother, she takes the floss and she slips it back into the pocket of her apron. I go up to bed that night. I don't floss. When I'm back in my bedroom, I'm digging through my toiletry bag. I find the floss, I rip it out, and then I stick it into my backpack, like way down at the very bottom. That floss is not gonna come out again. And actually, the rest of my stay with the family was really lovely. It was beautiful how they opened their home to me. It's the last night of my time with them. And my host sister, Sylvie, she does something that she's never done before. She invites me into her bedroom. So I'm in her bedroom, and she says, Ames, I've made something for you. Sylvie had taken up knitting that summer. She said it was for le stress, or the stress, anxiety, as a way of relieving the nervousness. And she's knit a really beautiful sweater for me to take back with me to the United States. And I say, thank you. And she says, de rien, you're welcome. I'm working on a sweater for myself. Would you like to see it? Of course. She's working on a sweater. It's kind of an Irish fisherman sweater, you know, white wool. And she says, well, it's not finished yet, but when you come back, Ames, you'll be able to see me and I'll be wearing it. I think about that image and it appeals to me. And then she looks at me and she says, Ames, est-ce que tu te souviens? Do you remember? Do you remember that thread? And I'm like, what, the thread? And she said, yes, Ames, the thread. The thread that my mother found in the hallway upstairs outside the bathroom. Remember the thread? We passed it around the dinner table, the whole family, and I'm like, oh yeah, the thread. That's so weird. And she looks at me and she said, you're sure, Ames? You're sure you don't know what that thread was? And I look at her and I say, je ne sais pas. Je n'ai aucune idée. I have no idea. And then she looks at me and she says, Ames, quel dommage. What a shame. It's such a strong thread. And look carefully, look at the left sleeve of the sweater that I'm knitting for myself. She spreads the yarn apart. And I can see it very clearly, just under the shoulder, nestled in among the white yarn, like a dirty little snake. It It's my den of loss. You know, a lot of years have passed since that time. It's possible, though. I mean, I think it is still possible that she's still wearing my den of loss around the streets of Paris. I wouldn't know. I never went back. Thank you.
And that was our pal, Ames McGinnis, telling his nitty-gritty story in 2015 at our All-Stars event.
I just love all the misadventures and adventures you can get into when abroad.
And cultural differences,
yes, exactly.
And misunderstandings and such, yeah. And, you know, honestly, everybody just wants to be polite,
yes,
when it comes down to it, especially if you're in a different country. So hats off to Ames and his disgusting dental floss story.
Well, I think this show makes me in the mood to go out and get some wine and a baguette, mm-hmm, and walk around the Eiffel Tower that's going to be in Milwaukee this weekend.
Don't dress up as a mime. I did that 1 year,
okay,
and I lost my friends, and people thought I was a performer, and it was a nightmare.
Did you get any tip money? Or
No, but I was on my phone at one point, and like I saw people starting to like crowd around my feet, and I'm like, no, I'm just literally on my phone right now. I'm not doing anything.
This isn't an art performance.
Yeah, exactly. But yes, Viva La France, everybody. Go to exfabula.org if you have any interest in the Sculpture Milwaukee event and or applying for that marketing communications position. Happy Bastille Days, Rachel.
All right. Happy Bastille Days to you, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds great.